Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. We've often spoken of the rapidly depleting supply of fish available for global consumption due to overfishing, particularly in the deep ocean, the vast expanse outside the limits of national jurisdictions, where large vessels frequently confusingly flagged and owned take fish outside of any established treaties, national limitations, regulations, quotas, or concerns that any species may be taken without limit, even to the point of extinction. The European Union describes the situation as follows. Illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, known as IUU, depletes fish stocks, destroys marine habitats, distorts competition, and weakens coastal communities, particularly in developing countries. The EU is working to close these loopholes that allow illegal operators to profit from their activities. The EU regulation prevents, deters, and eliminates illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, entering into force on 1 January 2010. The Commission is working actively with all stakeholders to ensure coherent application of the IUU regulation. Only marine fisheries products validated as legal by the competent flag state or exporting state can be imported to or exported from the EU. An IUU vessel list is issued regularly based on IUU vessels identified by regional fisheries management organizations. The IUU regulation also offers the possibilities to blacklist states that turn a blind eye to illegal fishing activities. EU operators who fish illegally anywhere in the world under any flag face substantial penalties proportionate to the economic value of their catch. Couched in bureaucratic speech, these actions are intended to confront and limit what is nothing more than criminal enterprise. The question is how to enforce these actions along with those of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization that addresses these same issues at the international level. In 2009, the UN adopted the Port State Measures Act that, according to a recent editorial in the New York Times, quote, allows nations to deny port entry and services to foreign vessels suspected of illegal fishing. A suspect vessel could be immediately inspected or turned away and other ports warned. Portside enforcement would help to keep illegally caught fish out of the marketplace, while also giving the authorities another means to check vessels for abused and imprisoned crews, trafficked immigrants, and illegal drugs, unquote. But even if we were successful in such an endeavor, would it be enough to counter the precipitous decline in fish populations? Recently, an article in phys.org, an online science blog, reported a proposal by Crow White and Christopher Costello, two University of California research scientists advocating a stunning idea to reverse the trends. Close the high seas to fishing altogether. Sound like a radical notion, the entry questions? Not according to White and Costello, who found that such a policy could actually provide a triple bottom line benefit, increasing not only global stocks of high-value species, but also fisheries, harvests, and profits from them. The idea is that closing the high seas to fishing would allow fish populations to rebuild, and because the fish migrate, it would also generate a spillover effect as some fish from protected international waters find their way into exclusive economic zones of each nation where they could be harvested, unquote. Using computer models, the investigators found that closing the high seas could more than double both population of key species and fisheries profit levels, while increasing fisheries yields by more than 30%. From a policy perspective, the results are incredibly important because they indicate a win-win-win, food, profit, conservation, from closing the high seas. Further, even though the main study focus was on the profitability of fisheries, this policy would represent possibly the largest conservation benefit ever enacted in the world's oceans. These are some big fish ideas, the kinds of policies and proposals we must embrace if we are to recover from our past excesses and mistakes. We must regulate or exclude from the market those who are indifferent to long-term needs. And we must act boldly beyond that, transcend half measures and ineffective compromise, and reverse our thinking from short-term gain to short-term pain that in the end will reward us with a marine food supply equal to the world's burgeoning population and its future survival. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org.